Hi Popcorners, and welcome back to the Popcorning Piggy podcast. I'm not going to give this episode a number because this is going to be a very, very special episode. This is something that I think we need to talk about because everyone right now is being affected by the coronavirus, no matter where you are in the world. Yes, we all have different restrictions right now, like maybe you're not able to leave the house, maybe you have even more rules to follow, but I think right now with my platform, it's really, really important for me to talk about the coronavirus and how it might affect you and your guinea pigs. So currently, coronavirus is not known to be transferred to animals, especially guinea pigs. I can't, obviously, right now I'm recording this on March the 19th, like that might change in the future, but right now animals seem to be unaffected by it. It's affecting us humans. And it's obviously not an airborne virus. It is being transferred via hands, touch, that sort of thing. So at the moment, right now, you do not need to worry about your guinea pigs catching coronavirus. Like I say, that might change in the future. However, right now, it is not a worry. First, that should be the first thing, really, that we all focus on is we're all worried about ourselves, but the one thing that right now we can focus on is that our guinea pigs will be fine. They'll be healthy and hopefully happy and continue to be amazing. And also to see the positive of this, of during this time when maybe we are really, really feeling anxious, maybe, you know, our mental health is completely affected. I completely get where you are right now. My story is I deal with anxiety on and off very regularly. So my anxiety is at an all-time high right now. So I totally get where you are feeling. We are all unsure. There is, on a daily basis, we're hearing new things. So I think guinea pigs and owning guinea pigs right now is actually really, really comforting and really positive. And I am taking this opportunity to be grateful for having guinea pigs, to be entertained by them constantly, to be constantly reminded that, yes, you know, there is more than world than what is currently happening, and there are positives, and just constantly, like, almost channeling my energy that I have, which some days is not a lot, into obviously looking after my guinea pigs, making sure that they're happy, and using that as the way to get through this. So completely understand if you are also feeling very, very anxious and all the other feelings that we are all feeling on a day-to-day basis right now. But I want this episode to not focus too much on the negatives, but I do want to use it to also help in some ways with some of the ideas that I've had that might help you. These might be ideas that maybe you haven't thought of. So like I say, we are all around the world having different rules kind of brought onto us, or taking steps ourselves to be responsible during this time for what we can do to help alleviate what is happening. So there's two ways I've broken this down. First thing is if you are actually sick. Now, this could obviously be coronavirus, or it could be maybe you just have the flu, or maybe you just got a little sniffle. Like, just, and this is something obviously very topical right now, but this is just in general too. So guinea pigs tend to be not susceptible of picking up any human illnesses. Now, that I'm talking more about, like, things like flu and things. You know, we all have different, well, us and guinea pigs have very, very different biological what's-its and whatnot. So guinea pigs tend not to pick up our illnesses too much. However, that being said, if you are sick right now or in any time, there are just a couple of kind of things that I would suggest and things that I do when I'm poorly, and things that go through my head. So number one is if I'm sick, if I've got the flu or you name it, any kind of sniffle, to be honest, I avoid touching my guinea pigs, I avoid handling them, and I even avoid not even getting too close to them, just via body and obviously certainly face if I'm full of flu. And that is just in case, should things transfer, I am just not getting close or touching them so that I'm avoiding it happening. Like I say, it's very, very rare to hear of anything. I don't think I've ever heard of anything. My research has shown that the majority of things do not transfer, but it is just like, same as you wouldn't really go around touching everyone else, like, just don't touch your guinea pigs either. Something that I also tend to do, and something definitely I recommend, is if you are really, really poorly and that gets to a point of where you're feeling really, really weak, or like I say, like full of cold and you just can't, like, even just move your head, like, you know, those kind of colds sometimes, is if you can, ask a family member to help look after your guinea pigs, and especially things like cleaning, like the more energetic responsibilities, that's a big thing for sure. Then the other thing is, if you live alone, like me, and you obviously, when you're ill, you don't tend to see anyone, because that's just the nice thing to do, and obviously especially important right now with coronavirus, that is what we are being told is our responsibility, is if we feel ill, not to leave our houses and things to help avoid spreading it. Or certainly that's what we're being told in the UK. Then don't worry if you are on your own for any reason and you can't clean your guinea pigs. Like, hopefully it will only be a few days that you're ill. And as much as it's not gonna look great and the guinea pigs, you know, the poops will pile up, realistically you have to look after yourself before you can look after others, and this obviously is piggy related as well as humans. Like, guinea pigs will be fine if you can't clean them for a day, maybe 2 days, maybe 3 days, it depends on bedding and that, but worst comes to worst, like, they'll be fine. It's not necessarily the most hygienic and things, and definitely if you can't clean them for, let's say, 3 days, make sure you really give them like a deep clean when you can afterwards. But this is exactly what happened to me. Like, when I had last had the flu, like a few months ago, I couldn't clean the guinea pigs up for about 2 days. And although I hated it personally, I think the piggies actually really enjoyed it because they just had like a hay nest and were just loving life. But, you know, once I was able to clean them out again, I gave everything a deep clean and they were fine. So as much as it feels horrible, and it, and definitely for me, when I'm in that moment, it feels a little bit neglectful and a bit mean. You've got to look after yourself first. So if you are sick, those would be like my 3 steps. So avoid touching them, being near them, handling them, that sort of thing. Ask family members to help you if you have anyone in your house to help you. And obviously if you are alone, make yourself feel better, and then do a deep clean if you can't clean them out regularly afterwards. So that's kind of like on a general basis, but also good advice right now. The other side of it right now is obviously, again, we're all being told to self-isolate if we're ill, which, go back to step one. But if we're social distancing, or I prefer to call it physical distancing, because I think we can all still be social right now. Like, this is the power of the internet. You're listening to this podcast right now. Like, this is being sociable. I'm being sociable with you. And obviously you can be sociable back, that like, you can share the podcast, and like, there's ways that we can interact without even being near each other. So if you are social distancing, although like I say, I'm preferring to call it physical distancing right now, you're stuck inside and you're not sick, there are a few things that you might need to be aware of, or that you can do to help yourself and help during this kind of time where unfortunately people are very fearful, which is causing people to stock up on things, forgetting that everyone needs supplies. And obviously this might even go as far as guinea pigs. I certainly, from where I buy my hay, have seen a notification to say, like, they obviously have been inundated with orders and things, you know, they have supply. It just might take a little bit of longer to get to me because of just the sheer amount of orders. I'm finding this, if you haven't already, I'm getting a lot of orders for pea flakes. I'm guessing that you guys are thinking about stocking up, obviously not leaving the house and that. It's the same for me. I'm trying to get through all the orders that I can. And so far I'm remaining up to date, which is really, really good. And thank you to everyone who makes orders. Obviously, as a small business, these things do go through our head. So thank you very much. But yeah, I have no shortage. Pea flakes will not run out. Certainly not how things are going right now. So yeah, don't worry about it. Like, pea flakes will always be on hand. There's no need to worry about that. So if you're stuck inside, not sick, but you're kind of a bit bored, or maybe you are worried about supplies and how you're going to feed your guinea pigs and things, I have a few things that I want to talk about. So number one, stuck inside, a bit bored. Why not use this time to bond with your guinea pigs more and tame them more? Maybe teach them some tricks. Like, there's a really good Facebook page, which I think is called Small Animal Training, where there are some cute guinea pigs on there that do tricks. And this amazing owner has been able to teach her guinea pigs through food and, you know, treats and things to do some amazing tricks. And these guinea pigs absolutely love it. Like, it's not cruel in any way. There's no costumes, none of that. But it's just really, really interesting to watch. So if you're inside, maybe you learn to, you hand feed your guinea pigs, and you're not sick, obviously. You bond with your guinea pigs more, you get them more used to you. Maybe you provide floor time for them to explore, for them to become adventurous and have fun. And you can do this, obviously, if you want to go through like hand feeding and bonding. You can do this through veggies, you can do it through treats. So, for instance, pea flakes are a really good thing to hand feed and bond with your guinea pigs because they're so small, but also guinea pigs absolutely love them, so they're always going to come up to you for more. So that was the first thing I thought, is maybe now's the time to get a better relationship with your guinea pigs, bond with them more, tame them more, you name it. Really good way to use your time inside actively rather than maybe just playing video games or kind of being bored, like watching TV. Like, there are much more productive things, let's say, to use for your time. If you're then, like I mentioned, hay. Obviously, hay is 80% of a guinea pig's diet. Guinea pigs could go a few weeks without vegetables. That's not an issue. And obviously, things like pellets have vitamin C in them for this very reason. So if you're giving your... First thing should be hay. Hay is 80% of guinea pig's diet. Realistically, you can't not have hay. Hay is really, really important. So things that I would say is just make sure maybe you've got an extra bag on hand so that just in case... I don't think it's going to happen. Like I say, this is not known as an airborne disease. Like, there are still people working, like farmers and that obviously are not necessarily working hand to hand with people. So the farmers are probably still going to be working on their farms and that. Like, it's fresh air. Why not? That would be a really good place to work right now. But hay, I physically don't see in my head a way that hay is going to run out. And I'm certainly being told from companies like that where hay is not going to run out. It might take a little bit longer to get to us through manpower or kind of the postage system. So it might be good just to have a little bit extra on stock. Don't go crazy. Do not have an attic full of like things like loo paper or whatever. Like, do not have a room full of hay. That is just excessive. But just make sure you have like one extra bag on hand, just because that is the main part of a guinea pig's diet. So I would say, make sure you have that is really, really important. Now, again, I've been thinking about literally all the different things that could happen. So let's say, for instance, for whatever reason, you can't get access to hay. Like I say, I really don't think that's going to happen. I might be wrong, but I really don't see how it could happen. Let's say you do run out of hay. Obviously, hay is the majority of guinea pig's diet, but if for any reason you haven't got any, obviously, people... It's important to note right now that you can order hay online. You can order hay from Amazon. You can order hay from Pets at Home online. You can order hay from places like I buy mine from a company called Scottish Timothy Hay. Like, there's a Hay Box Club. There is Small Pet Select. Like, there's so many different places that you can buy hay online. Don't think that you have to go out to the pet shop to buy it. So first thing is, if you can't go to the pet shop, look online. There are lots and lots of places that you can buy it. But for whatever reason, should there be no hay, which, like I say, I don't think is going to happen, the main important thing is just to provide food that your guinea pig can constantly eat. So guinea pigs have to keep eating. They have a gut that has to keep being active. So that's why your guinea pig will usually sleep for a bit, eat for a little bit, then sleep for a little bit, eat for a little bit. Like, they have to constantly eat and digest. That's how their bodies work. So if for whatever reason you do run out of hay, like I say, I don't think it's going to happen. There's no reason to stockpile. But if you do, then maybe just provide veggies throughout the day, or maybe make sure that they have pellets in a dish, like not loads, but just like they have access to food throughout the day. So there are things that you can do. That being said, I think the most common thing right now that people are really, really worried about, and definitely something that I have seen when I've been doing my food shops, is I have not yet experienced no fresh food. Again, the farms are all working hard. All the food companies and that are doing their best to, like, get food on the shelf for us to buy. Like, obviously, we're all going to have experiences of, you know, maybe pick your time that you go food shopping. Maybe you go when they open in the morning, because that's what I've been doing. And like I say, I have not had any issues with buying fresh stuff. Yes, I've had issues with things like toilet roll, soup, baked beans, pasta is the new one. Things that last a while seems to be what people are stocking up on. Stupidly, in terms of large quantities, like, everyone needs to think of each other right now. But fresh food, I'm finding, isn't for because it's perishable, of course, I'm finding is still on the shelf. Maybe you have to pick your time to go to the supermarket. Like I say, I tend to go when it opens so that I know I have choice. But yeah, just think about these things is what I would say. But let's say for any reason you can't get vegetables, which could happen, don't worry too much. Your guinea pig, like I say, hay is 80% of a guinea pig's diet. So as long as they have hay and maybe some pellets for, like, vitamin C, which, again, if you need to buy an extra one bag, don't go crazy, buy an extra bag of pellets, just to make sure that you've got those on hand, like, do it. You will have seen my latest haul. I have enough pellets because I bought them when they were on offer before things went crazy. Like, I'm not worried. I'm not going out and buying more. It's definitely enough in this house for me and the piggies. I'm not going to eat the pellets. The piggies are going to eat the pellets, but don't stress. But yeah, like, vitamin C is in guinea pig pellets. So if for any reason you can't feed your guinea pigs veggies for a few days, a few weeks, it's not going to be the end of the world. The main part is that they are continually eating. Hay is 80% of their diet. It's the most important. And obviously then the things like pellets are going to have vitamin C in. And obviously if you can only buy certain vegetables, like, maybe you're getting a bit stuck on money, or again, just choice at the supermarkets, just make sure they're vegetables that have vitamin C. So things like bell peppers, or I think Americans call them capsicums, then things like carrots, not the best, but again, if it's what you can get, then carrots, tomatoes, don't feed too many tomatoes, but tomatoes, coriander, like, there are, and you can do your whole research. I would try and remember to link the food guide down below that also discusses, like, what vitamin C is in vegetables, or what vegetables have vitamin C in them, in case you need to know that. But yeah, just do what you can. We are all in a time right now that we have, like, none of us have ever gone through this before, like, none of us. So we are all just trying to figure it out. Don't let fear take over you. It's only temporary. And we have numerous things that we can do. It's just about having the idea to do them, which is why I wanted to do this episode, to give you some of the ideas that I've had. So talking about having no vegetables, some of the things that I've been thinking about, now this is something that I think about every year and I have never done it, so I'm taking this opportunity to now do this, because I have a little bit more free time, and also the necessity to do it, is why not grow your own vegetables? Now this does not have to be pots with lots of soil, with, like, in your garden, like, you can do this in the house with, like, just leftover, like, cups, leftover, like bowls, like anything you can do in the house. You don't even need soil to start growing vegetables. So some of the things you can do, herbs grow really, really quickly. So that would be, like, if you're really, really stuck, just get a cut of a herb, and you can start growing herbs. Herbs will grow really, really, really quickly. I have some mint in my garden that I cannot get rid of, which I'm so glad I can't get rid of. And that thing, like, I never water it and it still keeps living. It's amazing. So I'm getting that in. I think I've also got some thyme that seems to, like, I do not have a green thumb, but I have some thyme in my garden that also keeps like growing, so I need to see if thyme is something I can feed guinea pigs. So anything that you have, like, double check obviously that it's safe for guinea pigs. Again, I'll link that food list down below. But yeah, like, you can grow your own vegetables or herbs. Did you know, this is something I've tried to do, and again, I do not have a green thumb, but I did try and do it, was the top of carrots. If you cut off like the top, like the head of a carrot where like the green comes out, doesn't need to have green, about an inch of the top of the carrot and put it in water, it will actually grow green leaves. Now, guinea pigs go crazy for carrot tops. They love carrot tops. So that's a really good thing to do. And of course, it will also grow more carrots in the future if you give it long enough. So carrot tops are a really good thing. Also, another thing that you can grow really, really easily just by putting in a little bit of warm water in a bowl is the base of your celery. So if you buy like, I don't know what you would call, like, I'd call it like a bunch of celery, but there might be a proper name for it. But once you've cut off like the celery stalks and you just have that kind of like bulby bit at the bottom, if you put that in some warm water in a bowl, it will actually start growing new shoots and new stalks. So that's another way that you can grow some vegetables in your home. Again, doesn't need any soil. Like, when it gets to a point, you might need to put it in some soil in a pot, but to start things going, you can start all this now. And then of course, peppers. Peppers have seeds in them. Again, this one does probably need soil, and you just plant the seeds in some soil. And I think those take a little while. But again, if you're thinking about things that you can do, that is something you can do, like grow your own veggies. Definitely something I'm looking into because it's something I've wanted to do for years and just never got around to it. So I feel like now is a good time to start exploring it. And then the last thing is, like, if you're stuck inside, maybe you're having issue with supplies, like you can't leave your house. And maybe you have your guinea pigs on bedding rather than things like fleece, which obviously fleece, no problem, you can just wash it, put it, like, there's no difference. Fleece is going to continue. Wash it, dry it, put it back in. Easy. But if you do use bedding, and let's say you can't go out to buy bedding, or for whatever reason you can't find bedding, again, you can buy bedding online if you normally buy it in a shop. Like, this is the wonderful thing about the world we live in right now, is the internet. Is maybe you instead, and you use things like towels, fabrics, whether you have fleece, things that you can wash. So rather than, if you don't have any bedding and you can't get any, why not dedicate a duvet or some towels to your guinea pigs just for the few weeks or maybe the few months that we are all gonna have to, like, self-isolate and just work through this, because obviously that's gonna also save you some money, and it's something that you can, again, wash, dry, put back in. And it's going to really, really help your guinea pigs keep clean, keep safe. It's going to help you. And it's just really, really easy. Like, I'm so grateful right now that I use fleece, not bedding, because I haven't got to worry about buying bedding and all the rest of it. But if you are using bedding, you do have options. So that was the other thing. But the main thing I wanted to say right now is, obviously I've given you some ideas. The main thing is just not to kind of get... Don't let anxiety take over. Don't let fear take over. The way we will get through this is by focusing on our own mental health, focusing on the positives that we have in our life, being grateful for what we have, such as our guinea pigs, any family members, any friends, the internet that allows us to keep connection and be social together from a distance. Like, all these things are things that we need to be grateful for right now, and definitely will help us get through this challenging time. And know that it is only temporary. It has to be temporary. This will not continue. We will find a way to get through this, whether it is just through vaccines or, like, there will be, it's temporary. Have faith, it is temporary. But also be grateful that you have your guinea pigs. Guinea pigs are, and any animal to be honest, are great therapy animals. You know, you can sit and watch them, like, they're oblivious to what's going on. They will just happily eat, sleep, repeat, well, poop, repeat. They will feed off your energy, so obviously just be aware of that. If you're super, super anxious, your guinea pigs will recognize, and any animal will recognize that, so just be aware of that. You know, if you're around your guinea pigs, try not to be super, super anxious. And also, your guinea pigs will hopefully help you not be anxious. I certainly find, in terms of my anxiety, I find having guinea pigs really, really helps. Just sitting and watching them, you know, be troublemakers or eating and leaking and sleeping and just looking cute, it really, really helps me. And of course, there has actually been research that proves stroking animals, things like this, also reduces stress. So give your guinea pigs, if you're not sick, a little extra cuddle, and that should also help boost your mood to make you feel a bit more positive. But don't forget to focus on your own well-being, your own mental health during this time, because in order to look after your pets the best, your guinea pigs the best, you've got to also look after yourself the best. So I know as guinea pig owners, you know, we tend to be quite introverted, quite caring, quite thoughtful, and we can potentially make ourselves worry about our guinea pigs during this time and almost forget about ourselves. I know I do this. I care so much for other people, other pets, that I can actually forget to look after myself. And realistically, I can't look after everyone else or the other animals if I don't look after myself first. So don't forget, look after yourself so that you can look after others too. So it's a time that we will all get through this together. I hope in some way that this episode, although it's not the usual happy, cheerful, positive podcast, those will be coming, those will still be here. But I wanted to take this time today to give you some information, give you some positivity, give you some ideas, and just kind of be your friend today that's here to help support you through this. So if you want to talk to me, feel free. You can contact me on email. It's all on the website, popcornandpiggy.com. And of course, Instagram, Facebook, you name it. There's all messaging there. Like, you can contact me. I'm more than happy. You can let me know what you thought of this episode. And of course, if you haven't, like, if you're stuck inside with nothing to do and you haven't listened to all the episodes on the podcast, that's a good thing to do. Like, there's now 51 on this podcast. That's crazy. And same if you haven't checked out the YouTube channel. I think I can't even, there's probably something like nearly 100 videos on there now. So, you know, as well as there are numerous other amazing guinea pig platforms, you know, I've had a majority of them on this podcast. So you can check out Scotty's Animals, you can check out Skinny Pigs One. There's also people like Little Adventures. Like, if you want to go down the route of just absorbing all the piggy cuteness, there is so much on YouTube, obviously this podcast, there's Instagram, there's Facebook. But just make sure that during this time you are looking at positive things, because again, talking about mental health and that, you can be triggered by other people's opinions or other people's negativity. So just make sure that you are absorbing positivity, things that you enjoy, things that you can really, really like entertain you. And if that's guinea pig cuteness, then obviously you're in the right place. So I'm sending you lots and lots of human and piggy love. All my four boys are sending you lots and lots of piggy kisses and cuddles. And I hope you all the best during this time. And yeah, I'm not going anywhere, still here, and we'll be bringing you a new episode every week. So see you for the next one next week. Bye.